The U.S. government has approved a test for HIV infection that gives a result within 20 minutes. Bush administration officials say it will be a powerful new tool in the fight against AIDS. But some AIDS experts say the test by itself won't be enough. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Every day, very sick people show up at American hospitals and clinics only to find out that they have AIDS. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson says it's a big problem.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has estimated that one-fourth of up to 950,000 HIV-infected people in the United States are not aware that they are infected.
Finding out you're infected is complicated. You have to go to a medical facility, get a tube of blood drawn, then wait a couple of weeks for the result. As many as a third of those who get tested never bother to come back for the news. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's leading AIDS expert, says this has been a stubborn problem.
Individuals come into clinics and they may get enough courage or enough momentum to come in and get tested. But we know from sad experience that each year thousands and thousands of individuals get the initial contact with a healthcare provider and then for reasons of anxiety, inertia, or what have you, not show up for the follow-up visit. And that really can be a tragedy.
Because thousands of the no-shows actually were positive. The new test, called OraQuick, requires only a finger prick to get a drop of blood. 20 minutes later, there's an answer. The new test is expected to cost the same as the old one, about $20. It's almost 100% accurate, but people who test positive will still need a confirming test. There's a big need for a quick test, for instance, when a healthcare worker gets an accidental needle stick to find out if the patient's blood carries HIV. Secretary Thompson predicts it will be particularly important in identifying HIV-positive women during labor.
It will mean that they and their newborns can quickly receive the drugs necessary to help prevent the newborns from becoming infected.
Some think the real breakthrough will come when the quick test is approved, possibly next year, for use outside clinics by non-medical workers. AIDS experts envision using it where gay men, drug users, and homeless people gather. But Stephen Boswell, an AIDS doctor in Boston, says people need to know they can get treated if they test positive.
In many places throughout the United States, it is difficult for people to get the care that they need, even if they learn that they're HIV positive. Why would someone want to get tested if they can't get the care that they need once they learn that they're positive? And often people will simply choose not to find out.
Tackling that problem will take more than a clever new test. Richard Knox, NPR News.